Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. and we've still got 3 hours of the show to go.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Spell My Name after 7 o'clock today. If you've got a really difficult name to spell and you think you can stump us,
oh, mate.
Good luck.
Good luck.
We are the champion spellers.
I added up how many times I've got it correct.
Oh, yeah?
I have got 2 correct out of 20.
Wow.
So
those are some good odds.
That's some good numbers. I tried yoga for the first time last night, buddy.
Oh, yeah? That's why you're looking so zen this morning.
Oh, namaste. I send to you and Central Queensland as now one who is in mind, spirit, and body,
okay,
all connected. Turns out having bad knees and ankles prevents you from finding your zen while doing yoga. But then the kicker is I've got to keep doing yoga to make sure that my ankles, knees and hips and all that aren't bad
anymore.
It's
the ultimate catch 22, isn't it?
Well, no, catch 20. You don't know what a catch 22
right?
No.
It's the ultimate.
This is the same when we interviewed
Sophie's Choice,
we
right?
We interviewed Illy on his song Catch 22, and it's not some things you win, some things you lose. That's not catch 22. Catch 22 is can't win,
the
can't lose.
The ultimate catch 22.
Don't say things if you don't know what I mean. Jess, also after 8:30, you're going to be joined by Michelle Bridges on the show, former Biggest Luna, Biggest Loser trainer. She is a very nice person. I've spoken to her once before, and I'm really excited to catch up with her again because it's Exercise Your Mood Week.
Yeah, she's an ambassador for the Black Dog Institute, so we'll chat to her a bit more about how you can train your brain as well as your body.
Yeah, but Jess, coming up next, I want to tell you about a fan of a soccer team over in Turkey that has gone to great lengths to overcome a ban that was put upon him because he was a bit of an unruly patron at a soccer game a little bit earlier in the year.
Right.
You're going to love it. He's probably my new hero. And I don't say that lightly.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
People can be really committed to their sport teams, right?
Right.
Whether you play or you're just a supporter, commitment levels, like sport changes people, man. It makes people do crazy things.
I was at the Anzac Day game for the AFL.
Yeah, Essendon and Collingwood. Thanks for going.
No worries.
Big Essendon supporter myself, never been. 25 years old.
Well, one of my best mates is a massive Essendon supporter, and it got to the start of the second quarter, and you know that they didn't do very well.
No.
And she was like, when are we going home?
No, see, she's the worst supporter.
Yeah, and I was like, I've paid for this ticket. I'm staying for the rest of the game.
You stick it through, even if we're getting drilled. But a fan over in the Turkish Soccer League, unfortunately, due to reasons that haven't been disclosed, he was given a year ban from entering the stadium of the team that he supported for doing something a bit silly. And he obviously really wants to support. He's one of the diehard fans of this soccer club.
Right.
And so he got banned for the whole of from mid 2017 to middle of this year 2018. So he's still currently serving his ban, and he thought, look, why would I watch it on television? I want to be at the games, but clearly I can't get into the stadium. How do I go about this? Old mate, he's hired a crane. Parked it next to the stadium.
Oh, no laws on that.
And was watching it from outside the stadium until police came and arrested him.
What? They can't arrest him.
I agree. They should. It's Turkey, though.
He's voluntarily taken nosebleed seats.
Yes. Altitude nosebleed seats. And I think that is the most cruel punishment, being arrested. He's not breaking the rules.
Did he have a permit for
his
crane?
Well, I'm not sure how permits and cranes work, especially in Turkey, because women can't wear dresses in Turkey, so I don't know about what cranes can and can't do.
Women can't wear dresses in Turkey?
Oh, no. If you're wearing short shorts, cover that up. That's that type of country.
Yeah. You can wear a long dress, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, mate, again, I dress in skirts. Sometimes I get confused in what. But I just think that this is heartbreaking because this is how far he's gone to get over the ban.
Has he extended the ban now? Like, have they?
Well, I'm sure he might just be like holding a strike up at the top of the crane. They might not be able to get him down. I can't find any more information on the guy.
Stop supporting something else. Go to the basketball or something.
Get kicked out of that. Come on, mate. We all got something going on this weekend.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
New research from lovehoney.com has found that 6 out of 10 men have pet names for their downstairs region.
Is this what they've given their little fella a name or what
their
partner?
Well, it's either what they've called them or what their partner has called it and they just go along with.
Yeah.
And so they've surveyed over 600 people for
sure.
this. And here's the top 10 from the UK.
Hit me with the top 10, buddy.
I feel like the list from Australia would be very different to this.
Right.
The UK very polite, Tim.
Right. So it's going to be very, very, very proper.
Little Man. Pecker. Fred. Who's calling it Fred?
Franny? I don't know.
Fred is like the least sexy name ever. Bob. Dickie. I mean, that one's a bit obvious, yeah. isn't it? Billy the Willy. Jimmy. Again, not a very sexy name.
Nickname for James.
Pete the Pecker. Junior. And that's a little insulting, isn't
it? Yeah, that is. You don't want Junior.
The number one name, Tim.
Number one name for UK penises.
I reckon this is what guys are giving it themselves.
Sure.
Big Boy.
Oh, sorry, I need a different one.
What do you reckon? Don't you reckon the list would be so different if it was in Australia?
We wouldn't be able to say a lot of the words.
Well, has anyone ever named yours? Is that an inappropriate question?
The only thing it's ever been named is disappointing, so I'm not too sure.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Name. Now, if everyone just wants to take a seat and really focus to what we're saying right now, the game is confusing. What we want you to do is on 13, 12, 16, give us a call. You tell us your name and we're going to try spell it.
Yeah, super complicated.
Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah,
slowly.
Go on.
Slowly. So we love multicultural names. Mm. We like people calling up with normal, basic, standard names trying to trick us. Like if someone called up saying Tim, it's not T-I-M. Mm. You never know, but it could be.
It might be T-H-I-M. Thim. Thim. Like thumb.
And Tom.
You know, I met a guy at yoga last week. And he had a name. His surname was like 27 letters long.
He was Serbian.
Like it was just like a bunch of letters smashed together. I was
sure.
like, bro, call up. Let me give it a crack.
So that's the fun. That's the fun of it. We don't have a great track record.
No.
But 13, 12.
Our singing is better than our spelling. So you can imagine how bad our spelling is.
That's a worry. So 13, 12, 16. And if you don't get through the first time, keep calling because we're trying to take as many names as possible. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Let us try to spell your name. On 13, 12, 16, we're taking names, we're taking numbers, and we're trying to spell them. And it's always tough.
Our spelling is worse than our singing, so we struggle.
That's right.
And people try and trick us, Tim.
Yep. Someone hopefully not trying to trick us is Caitlin. Now, Caitlin, are we trying to spell your first name or your last name?
No, my first name.
Oh, you're just first your first name.
Okay, see, this is a tricky one, Tim, because there's so many different ways to spell Caitlin.
I'm just going
to
go K-A-I-T-L-Y-N.
Nah.
Oh, see, I'm getting a real Caitlin with a C vibe, so I'm going to go C-A-I-T-L-Y-N.
Nah.
Tim, what do you mean, Caitlin? What could it possibly be?
So it's C-A-I-T-L-I-N.
Oh, so, yeah, we've overthought it again.
I was so close. I knew you were a Caitlin with a C. I knew it.
It's hard to spell, apparently.
Yeah, you got us, mate. Thanks for that one.
No worries.
And we've also got Roscoe from Tanham Sands on 13, 12, 16. Roscoe, what are we trying to spell?
My first name's actually an Italian first name.
Ooh.
Or do you want the surname? Which one?
Mate, either or.
I like the go first name. I like it.
All right. First name is Rosario.
Rosario. All right.
Rosario.
All right. So I'm thinking we're both going Rosario.
Correct.
Oh, we got that, Jimmy!
Rosario, Roscoe, mate, I appreciate it. You're my third ever correct answer.
I just want a surname now.
Oh, surname. Oh, double point.
Give us a crack. Here we go.
Impicini?
Oh, you want to go for a second crack? Go on, Tim.
I-M-P-I-C-I-N-I.
Very close.
It was an E instead of an I, wasn't it?
No, in Italian, double C.
Fettuccine. Yes.
Do you know what, Roscoe? You, You must just have a lot of trouble signing forms.
Yeah.
Do you run out of boxes?
When I ring a taxi, it's always Smith.
Thanks for your call, Roscoe.
Cheers.
And finally, this morning, we have Anna from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16. Anna, what are we trying to spell? Clearly not your first name, I'd hope.
No. Surname.
Surname. What's your last name?
Shaka.
Shaka.
No, it's not.
Shaka.
Jess, you don't have a crack?
All right, I'm going to have a crack at this one.
Yeah.
S-C-H-A-C-K-E-R. Shaka.
Far from it.
Damn it.
It'd be C-H-A-K-E-R. Shaka.
No.
All right. You got too cocky, Tim.
Yeah, I got too cocky. What is it, Hannah?
It's S-C-I-A-C-C-A.
All right, that's not fair. You're not allowed to do that.
That's like cicada.
Are you a bug?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally like cicada.
You got us, Anna. You got us.
Thanks for your call.
No worries. Thanks.
No worries, champion.
More chances to stump us next week on the show.
Man, that's hectic, eh? This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Boy and Tanum hookup, things are really ramping up. It kicks off this Friday.
Yeah, we're joined on the phone now by Michael Jones. He's from RACQ Capricorn Helicopter Rescue, one of the guys behind the duck race this Sunday. Yeah. Are you getting excited, Michael?
Absolutely. We're really excited about watching all our little rubber duckies float down the Boyne River.
Now,
it's an awesome time of year.
Have you been training your duck? Because we've been training our duck, because obviously it's a big race, and we really want our Captain Quackers, as we've named it, to succeed in the duck race that's happening Sunday.
I have the Michael Phelps of ducks.
Oh, no.
He's making big calls.
we might even airdrop our duck in, so sneaky little advantage.
Unfair advantage from RACQ.
So, for people that haven't seen this duck race before that's happening on Sunday just around midday, what can they expect? Because it's a whole nother sight to be seen.
Absolutely. It is an amazing sight, seeing close to 3,000 rubber duckies all swimming in a row, floating down the Boyne River as part of the Boyne Tandem hookup. So we're excited. It's a fun, massive fundraiser event for us each year.
So, obviously, Michael, you can buy one duck for $5, five ducks for $20, but tell me about the corporate ducks, because this is a whole other category that Tim and I are entered into, and there's extra prizes that you can get.
It's an awesome opportunity for businesses in our region to be part of this event. We have our corporate ducks, which are a bit bigger than your normal little ducks that the general public buy. They're about 6 or 8 times the size.
Wow.
You decorate them up as little floating billboards, and it gives the opportunity for businesses to be involved and compete.
Yeah, and the businesses that are the best dressed on the day, Tim, win a special prize,
of course.
As well as crossing first over the finish line.
Well, we do have a couple of categories there. So obviously best dressed, which you guys are in the running for, because I have seen your duck, and it is pretty smicko.
Looking pretty impressive, yes.
Looking impressive, thank you.
Obviously, and with you guys teaching it to cheat, it's going to be
cheat is a terrible
I had nothing
word.
To do with it, Michael. I had nothing to do with it. It was all Tim.
short of chucking little motors on the bottom of them, they're open to be decorated as floating billboards for your business and get the word out.
Well, mate, we're really looking forward to getting involved. If you want to go check it out, it is 12 o'clock there on the Boyne River this Sunday. Thank you very much, Michael.
I appreciate it, guys. Look forward to it.
Get all the info you need at boynetandemhookup.com.au. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending
now at hit.com.au. The biggest trending story is across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, you probably would remember the hit TV show that was 13 Reasons Why that was released on Netflix last year.
Yes, I remember watching it.
It caused a lot of controversy when it was released because when it was first released on Netflix, there was no warnings about
suicide awareness.
Mental
warnings.
Health issues, no phone numbers that people could call. And it is a very full-on show.
It is intense. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend watching it with somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely don't binge-watch the whole series because it is a dark series.
I would say watch it one episode per 3 months.
Yeah.
Spread it out across a 3-year period.
The next season is coming out mid-May.
Oh, so we're early May.
The 18th of May is when it is set for release on Netflix. So a new trailer has been released, and Netflix this time have gotten ahead of the curve, and they've decided to launch a bit of initiative with different health organisations across the globe.
Okay.
So you can head to 13reasonswhy.info and select your country.
That's good.
And it gives actual discussion guide resources. So it goes episode by episode, and it helps you to talk to family and friends or your kids about the issues that are in these episodes, which is fantastic because, I mean, the whole point of the show is to raise this mental health awareness.
Of course.
So it's great that we now have these discussion guides and we can do it. And look, if you are watching and you're feeling, you know, a bit... uncomfortable, or you want to talk to someone, Headspace is always there, 1-800-650-890.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Yesterday I brought forward an opportunity to Central Queensland and to you, Jess, to... Sorry, I moved my microphone. Shouldn't have done that. I would like, after seeing 25,000 people collectively all pitch in some money and they bought a piece of Picasso's artwork, I thought, why can't we do that here in Central Queensland with a significant purchase?
Yeah, and I made a bit of a joke at the time. Why don't we get a cow? Let's get a cow.
Beef Week kicks off next week.
Beef Week kicks off Monday. Surely we can buy a cow temporarily.
That's called renting.
For the station.
It's a rent. You can't buy a cow.
No, but I want to buy one. That's what the whole point of it is, to buy a whole cow, right?
Well, we don't know how much they cost. And a lovely listener, Vanessa, called up after the show and we started asking her, how much would this cow cost?
About 500.
About 500? But what is this for? Is this
cow?
For what type of cow? Brahma or?
I don't know what you're looking for. You can probably pay up to $1,000 for a cow.
So really?
What sort and how big it is.
Because you got to remember, like, they're providing beef, some of the cows, some of them provide milk for dairy cows. Jess,
I just wanted to, like, slap a hit sticker on to...
We're not sticking a sticker
any cow.
On a cow.
You probably pick up one for about $400 then from a sale
or
something.
That's a good amount,
Vanessa. Someone would probably, like, help you out.
Do you know anyone, Vanessa?
My brother-in-law.
Ooh, that's a good link. Okay. Vanessa, we're going to keep your phone number because we're going to buy a cow somehow before the end of the
Before
next
Beef Week.
We're not going to buy
we need a cow for Beef Week.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, my in-laws have got a couple of properties and cows and stuff. Right. They're coming up for Beef Week. So
even if we just rent a cow for Beef Week,
we can pay to rent
a cow.
Vanessa.
If they're $400 retail, then to rent one, I'm assuming it would be like $30, $40 bucks.
All right. We'll, all right.
And you've got the transport and getting it here if you're renting it.
All right.
That's true.
Vanessa, we'll keep your number and we'll see what we can do, hey?
No worries. All right. Good luck.
We're going to need that luck, Jess. Because you put a deadline that I find impossible. We have essentially 2 days to get a cow.
What's the point of having a cow after Beef Week? Then it's just steak week.
We can have a steak later on. Gosh. Well, we're going to, if you know anyone that's willing to sell us a cow, 13,
or even
12,
if it's 16, just like a big stuffed cow, I'll accept one of the bulls that's in Rocky. Maybe we can just like paint it a hit colours
anyway,
for the week.
13, 12, 16. If you can help out anyway, let us know. Because once we have it locked down, then we can start asking for money.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
At the moment, if you have been listening, we are doing a shopping spree here at the radio station. $500 to big-name brands, and all you got to do is become a Hit VIP.
Yeah.
Super simple stuff.
Giving away $500 vouchers to Kmart, Lorna Jane, and Nike.
Well, this is the conversation we had last week, because you said to me, Tim, who's the shopping spree with next week? And I said, I'm pretty sure it's Nike. And then I essentially got verbally...
I had to, like, bring my fist away from your face.
Well, I
almost... and restrain myself.
Essentially, I was verbally abused.
Yeah.
Because you believe that it is Nike. And
it's
I understand.
Absolutely Nike.
I've heard it as Nike. But as growing up, that's just the word...
You were wrong.
...that I had.
It's like in South Australia how they call Lego, Lego. It's wrong. It's just wrong. Even though you say it like that, it's not the right way to say it.
You're so angry inside, and I want to know where this anger comes from. Why are you so worked up by things? We can say things differently. Is there that big of an issue?
No, I want to figure it out once and for all.
It's like Adidas and Adidas. It's like you can say it whatever way, man.
No, you can't. It's Adidas.
Where are you getting this high and mighty from?
When a company advertises, Tim, they advertise with their name said correctly. You can't just change the name of the company depending on what you feel like.
I believe it's for languages.
It's not Nike just do it. It's Nike just do it.
Have you ever actually heard a verbal Nike or Adidas ad, though? Like, not, most of the time it's just like a whole bunch of people running and they go, ugh, just do it. So I firmly believe that you can say either, but you're adamant that it has to be Nike.
I think it's Nike. I'm confident that it's Nike. Prove me wrong, Central Queensland.
All right, well, 13, 12, 16. do you have darkness in your soul like Jessica and think that there should be one way to pronounce a word, or does it really matter if it's Nike or Nike? 13, 12, 16, what is it? Fire us up. If you want to be on my side and watch Jess blow steam out of her ears, that would be fun.
It's probably going to happen either way.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Nike or Nike? 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, Nike or Nike, does it really matter? Because at the moment, if you become a Hit VIP at hit.com.au, you can have a shopping spree and spend $500 at big name brands.
Yeah, including Nike.
Well, we were having a meeting last Friday, getting ready for this week, over the phone, and I said to you, Jess, I think this week's upcoming shopping spree is Nike. And essentially, I just got shouted out on the phone.
Yeah. If I could have punched you through the phone, I would have.
All right. Well, I would have moved because of your very slow fist speed. But
I'm an athlete. How dare you?
I honestly, Nike or Nike, I don't think it's a massive deal, whatever you call it.
It's absolutely a massive deal, and it's going to be Nike. I have faith in Central Queensland that they're going to back me on this one.
I've never heard them out loud say the name of how it's pronounced.
It's always been Nike. How dare you?
How much advertising for Nike do you watch, mate?
I don't know, but I'm just so confident in this.
You need to chill. We have been asking on 13, 12, 16, Nike or Nike, does it really matter? Woody on 13, 12, 16 from Calliope. Do you think Nike or Nike, does it really matter?
I reckon it's Nike. You don't go around calling bikes bikey.
Well, bikies ride bikes.
That's true, but bikes spell B-I-K-E.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't create the company. Bike. I'm just saying that's the way they pronounce it, Woody.
So, Woody, you're thinking it's Nike as well?
I reckon it's just plain old Nike.
I like Woody.
But I'll allow it.
You'll allow it? Thanks for your call, Woody.
No worries.
And we've also got Heather from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Heather, Nike or Nike, does it really matter?
Well, it doesn't really matter, but I'm going with Nike.
You're
going to
go with Nike as well?
Are you joking, Heather?
No, I mean, if you look at the English, like our English language, when you have an E at the end of a word, it's like a magic E, so you don't say the E.
Yeah, but this is the company.
Oh, here we go.
Getting so worked up, Heather.
Heather, you've absolutely won it.
The company have called themselves Nike. We have to respect their spelling.
But do you know that? Heather, have you heard a verbal ad where Nike says, hey, we're Nike? Or is it just like the word on the screen?
No, it's just the word on the screen.
Mate.
I have to say too that my 12-year-old daughter, she also agrees with us.
Thank you. Like, that's three from three. Thank you very much.
I quit radio, honestly.
About time. Thank you very much for your call, Heather.
Have a good day. See ya.
Thanks, mate.
Tim, we just got a message here on Facebook. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
Sure.
It's from Sam.
All right, Sam.
And Sam said that the Nike chairman, and I say Nike because the Nike chairman, Philip Knight, in 2014, confirmed that it is actually pronounced Nike.
Well.
Ha!
Well, I listen to the listeners of Central Queensland more than the chairman of a company. So guess what, Sam?
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
It is Exercise Your Mood Week, and we're very excited to be joined on the phone now by Michelle Bridges, former trainer of The Biggest Loser, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Michelle, you're now an ambassador for the Black Dog Institute. A week like this must be so important to you.
Well, look, as you said, I've been a Black Dog ambassador, I'd say, coming up about 6 years now. And it was just such a great energy to work with them when I first started out. It's just been a great relationship for the last 6 years because it really is about improving your mood. And we know that exercise does that. We know it. There's plenty of research out there that tells us that. And the science is such that not only is it going to improve your cardiovascular system, your strength, your balance, your coordination, but it certainly does lift your mood and change, you know, the way in which you feel. It certainly doesn't stop all the things that go on in your life. Like, you're still going to have all your responsibilities and be accountable and, you know, things that go on in life. That's called life. But once you've done a little bit of exercise, you'd be amazed at how your mindset just changes and you just have a little bit more of a relaxed view on things. It really decreases anxiety. It decreases that feeling of being overwhelmed. And it's an opportunity to give yourself a little bit of space, kind of like step out of the crazy world that we all live in and just give yourself a bit of time, a bit of space. You know, think about your breathing, whether it be meditation all the way through to whatever kind of workout you like to do. But we know for sure that it definitely increases that positive mindset. So, you know, it, it's it's something that I've been spruiking forever. And I love the fact that there's so much now, there's so much research really backing all of that up.
Yeah, it's great to see. And it's great that you're involved because Exercise Your Mood Week, it's fantastic because obviously the mental side to everyone's life, it might have been in the back burner, say, 5-10 years ago. Right now it's at the forefront. And like what a week like this for you, like I imagine it would be so critical to your year.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's exactly what I've kind of built my career around. A lot of media like to latch on to, you know, losing weight and you know, dropping a dress size or, you know, all of those things, which are, you know, they're nice little byproducts of exercise and healthy living. But for me, it's always been that shift that I see in people's mindset of just, you know, I guess that anxiety or that sense of overwhelmed, oh, I can't handle my life or things that are going on. You get blown away at what one little workout can do to the way in which someone thinks. And you know, the suggestion is 1 hour a week. I mean, I'm the kind of girl that says anytime, anywhere, anyhow. If you've only got 10 minutes, do it. If you've only got 5 minutes, do it. Throw your gym gear on while you're hanging out the washing and bust out some squats and lunges while you're picking up the clothes and hanging them on the line. You know, like just anything is better than nothing.
I do my 50 squats in the shower every single day,
oh,
Michelle.
Oh, good Lord. You do not.
Yeah. I do 25 at the start before I get in and 25 while I'm in there.
Get down. That's awesome. I love that.
I got to be aware. Hopefully one day I don't slip. That's my main concern. But it has been great to chat to you. Exercise Your Mood Week. It is this week. Thanks to the Black Dog Institute. Thank you very much for your time, Michelle Bridges.
Thank you so much. And, of course, reach out to Black Dog if you or any of your family or friends need a little bit of support. Go to their website. They're there for people to help them and to, you know, get them on their way.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Yes, I love when I can prove you wrong.
Ugh.
And I feel like everyone listening, when you get proved wrong, they just smile a little bit harder every morning. And this is something, I mean, you've been doing radio for a few years, only 5 months here in Central Queensland.
Right.
But for years, you've been poo-pooing one of my beliefs, and well, I know it is a fact because I've seen it with my own eyes.
Okay.
About the existence of Tasmanian tigers.
Oh, do we really AKA need to bring this up again?
The thylacine. And Jess, you know who's come to the rescue? Science!
Okay. Can we just explain to everyone here in Central Queensland? Yeah. You've had an obsession with the bloody Tassie tiger.
Thylacine. I'm very official with the way I talk
Ever
about
since
it.
You claim Mate. That you saw one night.
It wasn't a night, it was day. It was bright as day, it was in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fox, it wasn't a cat, it wasn't a dog, it was a Tasmanian tiger.
It was absolutely just a dog. Like, I don't...
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not
right.
helping,
you.
And you deserve every unhappiness.
You. That was Kate Langbrook towards you. And scientists, new DNA technology could potentially bring the Tasmanian tiger back to life. But it doesn't need to bring it back to life because there's seven in Australia, in my belief. There's,
seven?
There would be seven.
Well, there was Where one, did you pull seven from?
Well, the one I saw, and then there was one reported seeing in Townsville late last year.
Right.
And we spoke about that then as well. So the Tassie tiger, and the way they're doing it, basically you can take DNA from a closely related living species and you can make all the edits you can see and all the differences you see from a thylacine genome. Because I don't know if you saw this the other week, US scientists are very close to progressing with the mammoth genome that could have an elephant-mammoth hybrid in just a few years' time.
Right. So what has that got to do with you seeing
no,
a thylacine?
No, it's the Jurassic Park theory, like the movie, like the first ever Jurassic Park where they like get the mosquito from the
yeah.
like the fossil and they use that DNA to create the dinosaurs. It's pretty much that. But I know, but even now that I know for a fact that thylacines are real and still exist, they're going to just increase.
Okay, the fact that you just used Jurassic Park as a scientific theory.
I'll send you the link. If it's on the internet, it can't be wrong. So I can't wait for in a few years' time when I have a pet thylacine.
Was it written by the Daily Mail? Because it sounds like something they would make up.
No,
some
Channel
sort of
7, so it's probably just as bad. Yeah. Sorry.
Check yourself, Tim.
No.
Check yourself before you wreck
no,
yourself.
No, you're wrong, you're bad, and you deserve every unhappiness coming your way. That was from me and Kate Langbrook.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and hey, Great Keppel Island,
yeah.
It's up for grabs.
Is it fully up for grabs or is it partially up for grabs.
Well, look, it's the resort part of Great Keppel Island.
Which is a big part.
Tower Holdings yesterday announced the start of an international campaign trying to seek and attract investors to Great Keppel Island.
Look, we could. Do you want to buy the island?
I don't think we can buy the island.
Do you want to
buy
the resort?
Have you got the cash to buy this resort?
No, do you?
No. It's 162 hectare of land.
Wow.
And it's right on the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, it would be incredible. If someone can come in and really, like, do this place up, I mean...
Well, it's not bad at the moment,
Great Keppel wasn't good enough, Tim. Like, it's about to get a hell of a lot better.
Bit of a facelift. It doesn't need it, but, make things a bit more modern. That's always good.
Huge opportunity. I'm sure we'll keep you posted as soon as we find out who has got their hands on Great Keppel.
Yeah, I'm sure if you've got a few, few dozen million, then that's...
Is that what you're guessing it's going for?
It'd have to be in the millions.
It would have to be,
have to be.
There's no cost up here.
If a house in Sydney that's bad costs $2 million, then this 162 acres on Great Keppel Island, that's got to cost millions, plural, dozens of millions.
I mean, but the return on investment.
Heaps.
Huge.
Huge. Huge, kids.
You can check out that story and everything else that's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I can see why he calls himself The Weeknd, because it's easier to scream out, The Weeknd, than... Abel Tesfaye.
Yeah, if he was on The Voice, he'd be Abel Tesfaye.
Yeah, and then they would eventually give him the moniker The Weeknd. But no, loving that. But fellas, if you're listening out right now, you might be getting ready for work. You might be getting ready, head to university, TAFE school, whatever. I'm about to change your world because research has been done to tell you at what age you're going to be your most stylish.
Ooh.
Right?
Fancy boy.
What age do you think it would be?
I would say when you start coming into a bit of money and you can afford to actually dress yourself properly.
But so people come into money at different times in their life.
I reckon about maybe like your 30s. Like 30s is when you're stable. Like 30, you got your life. 30's just my new goal for getting my life together.
Well, you've pretty much nailed it on the head.
Yes.
30 years old is when men will be in their fashion prime. Because by the time most men have reached 30 years old, they've tried 3 different facial hairstyles, 4 different types of hairdos, and 5 fashion staples and 5 overall looks throughout their life, like when they decide to wear their own clothes.
Have you gone through a bit of a transition with your hairstyle?
Pretty much had the same haircut.
You've been rocking the comb over for a while now.
The comb over. Wow. Well, I've had it. Well, I just have short sides and back and a little bit longer on the top. And I've had that since I was about 18.
Yeah.
I don't wear as much fluoro as I did when I was a youth.
Did you ever do the Statue of Liberty? You know, when guys would gel all their hair down and then just like have a wave at the front?
No, I had a mop. I had a mop when I was really young.
Okay.
But look, I had 30 to 35 is your real peak time, this research is saying. As you said earlier, we have a photo shoot today, so it's really disheartening knowing today I'm not going to look my best.
No, you absolutely won't. You won't look your best for another 10 years.
And it's that age as well where the research kicks in, because it's saying, well, 30's where you are also going, well, I'm about to be 40. Like 40 soon compared to 20.
Sure.
40 sooner rather than later. It's before your body starts to go saggy dad, unless you keep yourself well, proper trim. So, look, I don't know when the best I'm going to look is. I think it was
People often say that you look older than me. So, I mean, you're practically 30 already.
A lot of people in the office think I'm 29 and I'm 25. And it really hurts. Yeah, I know my face looks weathered. It's because I've lived a life. That's life experience. You can't put that on a resume. So I'm looking forward to my 30s.
Yeah.
We just need it. Well, I'm looking
forward to stylish Tim coming out.
If I'm looking 29, I'm on the money. Yeah.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hits.